Coach's Insight programs continuing here on Care Country tonight. We're talking with Morehill Mounts Academy football coach Zach Fredrickson here. It's brought to you by Taco John's Exchange Bank and Amberwell Health. They get set for a district matchup homecoming week this Friday night. Be our feature game on our sister station. That'll be, or I should say right here, actually, Care 93.7. But Morehill Mounts Academy coach again, Zach Fredrickson, joining us. Hey, let's go back to last week. Riverside, certainly one of the better teams in the Northeast Kansas League. They got out to a really good start. Scored a lot of points in the first quarter. 47-0 the final score. It was ended in the third quarter. There were just a lot of things that kind of led up to that point with that game being called. So you certainly don't like to see a game end the way that it did, but at least through the first two quarters and then maybe a little chunk of that third quarter before it was called, how would you just kind of assess how your team performed in that game?
Yeah, you know, we got punched in the mouth early on. We went out. I believe we had two interceptions and two fumbles, bang, 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 pick six, giving them good field position. So, that didn't help us out. Before we knew it, it was 28-0. So we shot ourselves in the foot, kind of let it get a little out of hand, early on. So yeah, we went out there, made a lot of mistakes on offense. It kind of set us up for failure, but our kids did respond. They fought back. They'd hold them for a little bit, then give up a big play. So there were things throughout the game where it got better. It's just limiting those big plays.
Yeah, no doubt. And we're at the halfway point. We're just getting going in district play. You guys are going to have a tough test with Centralia on Friday night. We'll talk about that in a moment. But improvements, growth, I mean, are there anything specific that you're looking at, you and your coaches, in terms of, hey, we're trying to hone in on this, this, and this in terms of improvement here in the final 4 weeks?
Yeah, we're just trying to get better at a lot of those little things. When we play a really good team like Riverside, we can't go out there and have four turnovers off the rip. And then even things like how we execute our blocking, making that tackle. So just those little things that add up in the end, that make the big things happen.
Talking with Zach Fredrickson here, Morehill Mounts Academy football coach, Coach's Insight program here on Care Country. Well, Friday night's homecoming, a lot of distractions, as some coaches would probably say and agree with. I mean, are you one to have a different feel on homecoming week? I mean, it's got to be a little bit different. Kids are excited. There's a lot of things happening, but the challenge is, as the head coach and your coaching staff, just trying to keep the mind right on a different kind of week here for your players.
Oh yeah. Homecoming, I mean, some would say the worst week of the year. I may agree with that. but yeah, there's just a lot of distractions, a lot of fun stuff for the kids to do.
Right.
A lot of cool things the community does, which is nice. Like, you do love to see that. But, our job is to keep them focused on the most important part of the week, which is the game. So, whether it's reminders at school, shooting a text to the group me or whatever, and then just really focusing in at practice, just limiting all, distractions and things like that, just focusing on the game itself, which can be a challenge, but you got to do it when you're at practice.
The four losses for you guys this season, or I should say the three losses for you guys this season, I mean, you could argue Jefferson County, North Jackson Heights, and Riverside, those are three teams that are built, to make deep postseason runs, and that trend doesn't really change this week for homecoming when you guys get Centralia, the team that just made it to the state championship game last season. The challenge defending that specific offense that the Panthers are going to bring in on Friday night.
Oh yeah, it's a challenge. You don't see it except once a year when you play them and they run it so well. I think they probably ran it longer than I've been alive. So, trying to scheme against that is difficult, especially, like us in a Horton, our numbers are pretty limited. You can't replicate it in practice. So it's really trying to get it, ingrained in their heads and film. And just like walking through to get our kids to see it. So yeah, that offense is a pain. They run it super well. They're super well coached. They're just a well-oiled machine. So yeah, it's a big challenge.
Yeah, you mentioned the numbers being down. Certainly we got some schools kind of dealing with those issues here in 2025. But I would even think if you have the bodies and more numbers to even, go both sides of the ball, even then I'd still think it's just, with the limited time that you have, it would be almost near impossible to get fully prepared for what they bring.
Yeah, it can be a challenge. They run that spinner back wing offense, and, you need to have linemen up there that can pull, so you can show the pulling. You need, you know, an athletic guy in the backfield instead of me, who's old. I've been quarterback all week, so, you know,
it's
just hard to replicate.
Is it more important? I mean, who's got the most important job on defense? Is it more crucial for the defensive line to be on cue, the linebackers, the secondary? I mean, I would think it has to start up front with the defensive linemen in terms of, you know, being in the right spots to be in the best spots.
Oh, yeah. You know, we need those guys, you know, that can't get moved off the line of scrimmage. That's the biggest part. And they got to be able to, you know, follow pullers, you know, plug the gaps, all those things to allow our linebackers to be able to make some plays. So, yeah, I think, you know, everyone in the box, that they, it is on them this week, right, to stop the run.
And then on the flip side of it, for your offense this week, what do you see from Centralia's defense that'll be a challenge?
They're very physical and fast. You know, those guys fly around. They do a great job, you know, just rallying to the football. You watch them on film, they're just flying around. So, you know, we just have to execute well, pick up blitzes, and, you know, just block and do our do their jobs.
There it is. Zach Fredrickson, Moore Hill Mounts Academy football coach. Care Country will have it for you Friday night. Ravens hosting Centralia, Class 1A district showdown. Should be a lot of fun. Centralia, certainly a top-tier team in the 1A classification. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep. See you later, Brandon. Thank you.